Last week, the government gave the green light for Fox to buy Sky. Now, Fox already owns 39%, but it wants the rest of it. And it's tried for years to buy Sky. Several years ago, it made an attempt, but the phone hacking scandal at the News of the World newspaper derailed that. So, really, this is about Rupert Murdoch and his interest in the UK. The government was concerned that there was a media plurality issue. So that is to say that Rupert Murdoch would have too much influence on the news scene in the UK. He
Sure,
already owned
and public opinion.
absolutely, and he owned several newspapers in the UK, like The Sun, The Times, etc. In the end, the regulator cleared that, and it said if Sky News was sold to Disney, then Fox would be able to buy Sky. But obviously, connected to this are a series of deals that are interlinked. So not only does Fox want to buy Sky, but also US cable operator called Comcast wants to buy it. Comcast has offered £26 billion, as you've mentioned, but outbidding Fox. But there is a bidding war going on for that particular asset. And separate to that, Disney wants to buy Fox's entertainment assets, which would include the stake in Sky. So Disney has bid £54 billion for that as well. And Comcast is involved in that play as well. So you have a series of deals that are interlinked. And basically, it's a corporate bidding war for TV content, which is becoming an increasingly important factor in the media landscape.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because obviously the way that TV and entertainment is distributed has changed massively. On the sidelines of these deals must be the new players, your Netflix, Amazon, in the UK, like Lulu and things like this, that must be essentially just waiting to see how this all pans out.
That's right. There is a kind of a shake-up in traditional TV broadcasting. This really is about TV content because the big technology companies such as Netflix and Amazon in the US are streaming directly to the consumer. And this is really shaking up and rivaling the traditional broadcasters. So Disney and Comcast want, need to be part of this arms race to get content. And really to steal away the eyeballs and the subscribers away from the growing platforms such as Netflix and Amazon, which are really making a huge push in the entertainment industry.
And what about the actual regulator side of this? Because certainly in the US, the tie-up between Disney and 20th Century Fox, that's going to be a huge filmmaking entertainment empire, and yet it has been waved through by the regulators. We're expecting the deal with Comcast to be waved through as well. And here in the UK, there were predictions that there might be regulator problems with, as you said, that media plurality, and yet with a few tweaks and the getting rid of Sky News from the sort of the overall bundle, that has also passed. Would a cynic say that perhaps some of the Murdoch influence is still there?
Well, you certainly could make a good point for that. Murdoch owns several newspapers, as we've already talked about. His son James is also the chairman of Sky. To wade through this deal, Disney made commitments, so they said that they will fund Sky News worth £100 million for over 15 years every year. And in addition to that, there will be editorial independence of Sky News. So one could say that they've made concessions in order to secure those deals. But really, the influence of Rupert Murdoch remains in the UK. But really, he's looking at the bigger picture. For him, it is about acquiring Sky and then selling it on, in a sense, to Disney, who he sees as part of a major media and entertainment powerhouse that can compete with the US, with other companies in the US.
Sure. And finally then, Simon, where does that actually leave the Murdoch empire? Because this is something that has grown up over decades. It's had a huge influence on UK, US, Australian, world affairs. Is this the next stage in that, or is this sort of, kind of the district, the breaking up of a big empire? Is this the end?
Very difficult to say that it would be the end for Rupert Murdoch. He has a major influence in the UK with his newspapers. But certainly in terms of Sky, I believe that most people would say that he sees Sky as too small in itself to compete with the larger players and to take on the technology streaming platforms that are gaining ground and influence. So for him, it is about consolidating that into a much bigger entity that can take on those companies. So really, this is about the media industry, and it is about consolidation and about getting bigger. Certainly, all of this is great news for Sky shareholders. It is a wanted asset. The share price is up 55% in the past year. And so for those investors, these are great times, because it is going to be a very fierce bidding war in the days to come.